Do you know that 90% of an iceberg lies beneath the surface? It's what sank the Titanic, not the ice they could see, but the massive structure hidden underneath. Your business identity works exactly the same way. What your market sees above the surface, your brand, your marketing, your pitch deck, that's just the tip. But it's what lies beneath that determines whether you'll sink or swim in today's market. And from my experience over the last two decades, I can tell you that most businesses are steering straight toward the hidden bulk of that iceberg without even realizing it. Let me show you how to avoid those cold waters altogether.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're diving deep, real deep, into what lurks beneath the surface of your business identity. Now, if you caught our last episode, you learned about what I call the projection trap. That costly mistake of focusing on how you want to be seen instead of understanding how your market needs to see you. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of your business identity like an onion. And yes, some of what we're going to discover might make you cry, but I promise you it will be worth it. To kick things off, let me share with you a buzzworthy insight.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Most companies approach their identity like they're getting dressed for a first date. They focus entirely on how they look, but completely forget about the conversation they need to have when they get there. Remember Sarah and Callahan Associates from our last episode? They had the perfect outfit, prestigious downtown office, Harvard credentials, and sophisticated website. Remember that? But their ideal clients weren't looking for a fashion show. They were looking for someone who understood what it felt like to have their life's work hanging in the balance. This disconnect happens because most businesses suffer from what I call identity myopia. They're so focused on projecting who they think they should be, they completely miss who their market needs them to be. It's like showing up to a casual coffee date in a tuxedo. You might look impressive, but you've completely misread the room. But here's is really interesting, and what most businesses never consider. That projection trap, it's just a symptom of a much deeper issue. An issue that has three distinct layers, each of them more crucial than the last. Think about it like building a house. Most businesses obsess about the paint color and the curb appeal. What I call surface identity. But they completely ignore the architecture, the narrative identity, and the foundation, what I call operational identity. And just like in a house, if these three layers aren't perfectly aligned, the whole thing eventually comes crashing down. Let me show you exactly how these three layers work together, or in some cases, work against each other. Let's start with surface identity. That's that visible 10% of your business's iceberg. But don't let that small percentage fool you. Just like an iceberg's tip needs to be perfectly shaped to slice through the ocean's current, your surface identity needs to be precisely crafted to cut through market noise. Think about walking into an Apple store for a moment. The clean lines, the minimalist design, the iconic logo glowing above the entrance. Every surface screams innovation made simple. The employees even wear specific colors and use particular phrases. That's surface identity done right. Every visible element working in harmony to tell the same story. But here's where most businesses hit their first iceberg. Let me tell you about a software company I worked with last year. Let's call them TechFlow. They spent $20,000 on a website redesign. Beautiful animations, cutting edge design, the works. Their homepage looked like something out of a Silicon Valley dream. But then something interesting happened. When prospects would schedule a demo, they'd receive an automated email that looked like it was designed in 1995. When they showed up for the demo, the sales team presented templates that were a hodgepodge of different fonts, colors, and layouts. And the proposal documents, don't even get me started here, because they look like they came from a completely different company. See, surface identity isn't just about looking good. It's about creating a consistent experience that aligns with your client's expectations. Every email template, every PowerPoint slide, every link post should feel like it's coming from the same coherent entity. It's like conducting an orchestra. Every instrument needs to play in harmony. Let me give you a quick test to see if your surface identity is working for you or maybe against you. Pull out your phone right now. Well, unless you're driving, of course. And look at your last three client touchpoints. Maybe it's your latest proposal, your last email newsletter, and your LinkedIn profile. Do they look like they're from the same company? Do they tell the same story? Do they create the same emotional response? For most businesses, the answer is unfortunately no. And that inconsistency, it creates what I call trust friction. Every time your surface identity changes, you're asking your prospects to recalibrate their trust in you. It's like showing up to a second date wearing a completely different personality. It makes people uncomfortable, even if they can't explain why. But here's the catch. And what most businesses never consider, your surface identity is just the beginning. It's like the host at a fancy restaurant. They might look perfect and say all the right things, but if the service is slow and the food is cold, none of that surface perfection matters. Think about your favorite book for a moment. It's not just about the cover design or the paper quality, is it? It's about the story inside. That's what narrative identity is. It's the story your business tells. Not just through words, but through every interaction, every process, every moment of truth with your clients. Remember our friends at Callahan & Associates? Their narrative was all about excellence and expertise. They were Harvard-educated lawyers handling complex litigation. They were telling what I call a credential story. But their ideal clients, those mid-sized businesses facing bet the company litigation, weren't looking for a story about legal credentials. They were looking for a story about survival, about protection, about peace of mind. Let me show you what happens when narrative identity goes wrong. I worked with a tech startup recently that was struggling to close deals. Their pitch meetings were like sitting through a technical manual reading. Features, specifications, architectural design, very impressive stuff if you're a nerd. Their narrative was screaming, "We're the smartest people in the room." But when we interviewed their most successful clients, you know what stories those clients were actually telling about why they chose this company? They talked about the tech team and how they made complex problems feel simple. How the solutions were explained in ways that made sense to their board. How implementing the software didn't require a PhD in computer science. See the disconnect? The company was telling a story about their intelligence while their market was looking for a story about simplification. Here's a quick way to test your narrative identity. Record your next client pitch. Then listen back and count how many times you talk about your company's journey versus your prospect's journey. The ratio might surprise you, and not in a good way, but there's an even deeper problem with most companies' narrative identity. They treat it like a movie trailer. All the best bits, perfectly edited with dramatic music in the background, telling a story of how things are going to happen. But your market isn't looking for a trailer. They're looking for what I call a preview of coming attractions. A clear story about what their life will look like after working with you. Let me give you another exercise that transformed how that tech company told their story. Instead of starting their pitch with "We're industry leaders in AI-powered solutions," they started with "Imagine never losing another deal because of paperwork delays." See the difference? One story is about them. The other is about their prospect's future. But here's what's fascinating and what brings us to our third layer of identity. This is where we dive even deeper beneath the surface to what I call the operational identity, the engine room of your business where reality meets promises. And let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates why this layer might be the most important of all. I recently worked with a software company that claimed their core value was customer obsession. It was plastered all over their website, woven into every sales pitch, mentioned in every proposal. Sounds great, right? Their surface identity was polished. Their narrative identity was compelling. They were telling all the right stories about putting customers first. But,
buzz alert,
when we mapped their client onboarding process, we discovered something shocking. It took 12 separate emails, 4 different passwords, and an average of 9 business days before a new client could actually use their time-saving software. That's what I call operational identity crisis. Their surface identity said, "We make your life easier," but their operations were saying, "We're going to test your patience at every turn." It's like a restaurant advertising fast service, then making you wait an hour for a table you reserved. This is where most businesses spring a leak in their revenue bucket. Your surface identity might get them through the door. Your narrative identity might get them excited about working with you. But your operational identity, that's what determines whether they stay, whether they refer others, whether they trust you with bigger projects, all of it.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
And this is something I wish I understood years ago when I was building my first business. Your operational identity isn't just about efficiency. It's about the emotional experience you create. Every touch point, every process, every interaction is either reinforcing or undermining the story you're telling. Think about the last time you stayed at a luxury hotel. The surface identity is the marble lobby and the elegant logo. The narrative identity is their story about exceptional service and attention to detail. But the operational identity, that's in the way the front desk clerk remembers your name. It's the chocolate on your pillow and the way they anticipate your needs before you even know you have them. So here's the million-dollar question. How do these three layers show up in your business? Are they working together like a well-rehearsed orchestra, or are they playing three different tunes? Because here's what I've learned after working with hundreds of companies. When these layers align, magic happens. When they don't, well, that's where we see the kind of identity fractures that silently drain revenue from otherwise healthy businesses. And that brings us to something revolutionary I developed called the AAA Alignment Audit, which I will cover in our next episode, where I'm going to show you exactly how to use these audits to identify where your identity layers are misaligned, and more importantly, how to fix them. You'll learn the exact framework I used to help that software company double their close rate in 90 days, and I'll give you the tools to do the same in your business. Until then, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.